Geeta Pius is the head of the UNMISS field office in Bor. She says Jonglei state officials are doing very little to prevent intercommunal violence between communities in Jonglei and the greater Pibor administrative area. Pius says peace among the communities is vital.
Pleading to every commissioner that please take the steps to bring back this youth from that and not to encourage any youth to mobilize and to attack GPA. Currently, because of the ongoing conflict, we will not get enough funding for the development.
Last week, authorities in the Greater Pibor administrative area says an unknown number of people have been killed and villages set on fire by gunmen suspected of coming from Ayut and Twich East counties in neighboring Jonglei State. John Samuel Manyon is the Jonglei State's cabinet minister and acting information minister. He says armed young men suspected of being from the Greater Pibor administrative area carried out a revenge attack in Jonglei State Huror County, killing 4 people yesterday.
We had an incident in Huror in a boma called Uleng Boma, which is approximately about 8 kilometers from UIE town, which is the headquarters of Huror County. So this village came under attack by armed criminal from Pibor administrative area. They killed 4 people, among them 2 women, 1 old man, and a boy. And they injured about 4 others. They have gone away with more than 100 heads of cattle.
VOA could not independently confirm Manyuan's account. Abraham Kelang is the information minister of the Greater Pibor administrative area. Kelang says he is not informed about the recent attack in Huror. Klang says youth from Jonglei are still fighting in parts of the Greater Pibor administrative area, adding that the affected villages are inaccessible due to poor roads and lack of mobile phone network.
For casualties and report, we are still waiting others' report from commissioner because a distance which attackers attack the community is really far, 3 or 4 days by foot. What we received, we are received only 2. Casualties and others update we are still waiting for. No network connections. Where we need to, if we need to get update, we send a team up to that place in 2 days or 3 days and then we return it back again. No communication way.
When contacted for comment on the Pibor fighting, Michael McQuay, the South Sudan's information minister and government spokesman, had this to say.
Why don't you contact the security organs to give you more details about this?
Major General Lulroy Kong is the spokesperson of the South Sudan's Army.
We have no information on what is happening. So you get in touch on those two reports.
For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.